Beautiful Wednesday evening and another exciting edition of your favorite program, Wiki Loves Women. I am Laura Osubo, your ever humble host. And you know, around the world, women in different fields and capacities have made their mark indelible with their contributions to development and humanity. And in Nigeria, several women have risen as Amazon with their unique contributions to lives and nation building. The program Wiki Loves Women is a platform to give visibility to these women and acknowledge and celebrate their works. This evening, my guest is a talented broadcaster, a writer, a voiceover actor, a model, a translator, an explorer, a researcher, and a highly sought after public speaker. She's popularly known as the Solace Sister and Lady O'Mary, and she's also very passionate about women, youth, and children. She's the delectable Mary Bashua Alimi.
Hi, Laura. It's so great to be here.
Same here. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, for you listening, you can be a part of the program. Just follow our conversation on our website, WFM917.com, and on social media for Facebook and Twitter at WFM917. So, first things first, please tell me how you got that name, Solace Sister and Lady O'Mary. What's behind it?
Solace Sister is actually something that came from the Solace Calls. There was something I used to do, the Solace Calls.
Okay.
The Solace Calls was where I would reach out to people who were having a bad day, people who were celebrating their birthdays, you know, things like that, and just make them feel better, basically to provide solace. That was the idea of Solace Calls, so it became Solace Sister. Hmm. In fact, I've heard so many versions, from Solace Sister to Solid Sister. People wouldn't know what it means.
Remixing the name.
My dear.
How about Lady O'Mary?
Oh, Lady O'Mary is something that I, you know, when I wanted to open the social media account, the Mary was taken. And I used to be known as Mary O'Bashua Alimi. So I decided to put the O before and then put the lady before it because I used to fancy myself as a lady. Never knew I was actually going to be a lady. So it became Lady O'Mary. Many people used to think it was Irish, but it's not. That was how it came about. So it's my middle name.
You just kind of...
Yeah, just like, you know, funkified.
And it's good to see that, you know, you've been awarded on different platforms, home and abroad, as a talented broadcaster. That is really commendable.
My dear, it's something that I find very humbling. I'll be very honest with you. Like, everything just started happening suddenly. And it's crazy that it began as I wanted to quit the job.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I was going to quit broadcasting 2 years ago. No, it's 3 years now. Yeah. I actually went for a job. And my salary was supposed to be like almost 10 times what I was earning.
Oof.
It was with an oil company. You know, I studied French language.
Yeah.
So getting a job as a, you know, a translator is actually very viable. And here I am as a broadcaster and I'm earning literally peanuts. You know, so like I had already made up my mind to resign. I was supposed to resume January 2016.
Okay.
And I just said to myself, I don't feel like I need to move yet. And you know what? I don't fancy myself a religious person, but I always believe I have a relationship with God.
Yeah.
And I sat down that day and I said, you know what, God, I've decided not to move, but you need to give me a reason
not to
to stay. Mm-hmm. The year before, I had been named one of the women changing the face of journalism in Nigeria by WIG Nigeria. Mm. That's Women in Journalism.
Okay.
So I didn't expect much. And then to my surprise, that talk with God happened in January, and February I won my first award as outstanding radio host on the Midday Belt.
Okay.
So I felt, and the people I was matched with were the so-called celebs, you know, when it comes to that belt. So nobody expected me to win on my station, even though I was one of those who went to Abuja to get the award. So getting it was like, wow, okay, this girl, you probably have something to offer. And it went on like that until later that year when I applied for an award. That's the NMMA.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the biggest award for broadcasting in Nigeria. And my boss, so many people had been telling me, oh, you know that award, you have to apply like 20 times before you can win. So I just said to myself, let me just apply for the fun of it. So I was at the event, and the next thing, when the winner was announced, I heard my name and I just sat and I was like, wow, somebody else bears my exact name here.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you. Because I've heard a lot about the fact that you cannot win it first try.
What?
And then I suddenly shut up because I was my best friend. And I just like, shut up, like, that was my name. I ran off the stage and I didn't even know what to say when I was collecting my award. I was that shocked. Now, do you know the miracle of all? last year, December. That award is one that not only do you have to like fight to win it. You can't win it back to back. And I broke a 25-year record.
You're joking.
By winning it back to back December last year. Amazing. Like
that's huge.
It's been huge for me. Like no, I just
you,
feel
you
like
you deserve my check.
I just feel like God kept me on the job and it's proven the reason I should stay. It's been amazing.
Oh my gosh. So how was that for those, you know, around you that didn't believe that, you know, you could do that?
Well, I believe everybody believes that I can do it now. I'm told I've got something good going for me, my voice. I always wanted to sing. I've always loved music. Singing for me is a passion. My dad used to say one day you would leave the bathroom.
I was actually going to ask, I hope it's not those bathrooms.
My dear, in fact, I'm sure everyone in my neighborhood probably think to themselves, oh, tia dad, wish you lost her radio, because the singing was just too much for them. So when broadcasting was an accident, it was a total accident. It started with OBS in, believe it or not.
Yeah, NYSE.
OBS in camp, like, I was frustrated. My uncle is an army officer. So he called the commandant that take care of my girl. Nothing was happened to her. So I used to hang out a lot with the commandant and the man o' war, the head of man o' war. So I was seeing like one in quote big girl. Like maybe I was probably dating one of them. You know the mentality. Calm
yeah.
down. So they would pamper me, buy stuff for me when they go, and I was a
You're chilling.
My dear. I did not feel the heat there at all. And so they would go, you talk a lot, you like talking about stuff. Why don't you just go to OBS? I said, for
really?
What are they doing there? Are they sharing money? And then it became a major pressure from them because they felt you're just wasting your talent
yeah.
here. Why don't you go talk about stuff? And to my surprise, I started something then. It was called Coppers Connect. That was in Sokoto's camp. The year after I left, I was called to give the synopsis that they wanted to continue it.
Are you serious?
I was like, okay.
Oh my god!
So it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. It was a total accident, and somehow it's been great.
Right,
it has been awesome.
It has turned into a blessing now.
It has, my dear. It has.
That is just
2 weeks ago, I was in Abuja. UNICEF and Blaugrana Sports International were giving the First Lady an award, and I was co-hosting it.
Ah.
I was co-hosting it with a government official, and I was like, okay, Mary, this is you.
Well, we're actually coming to the fact that, you know,
this
you have to
you.
Balance all these things. But you received an award for Female Entertainment Media Personality of the Year.
Yeah, that was AYO.
Yes.
Yeah, Radio UK.
UK. So how was the experience and the feeling?
Guess what? I did it attended. There were two of us in my station.
Okay.
Like, she and I, somehow we always managed to get nominated for almost the same thing. She's on a pot. And she was nominated for the same category, and I said to myself, only for to win it. Then I wasn't on TV yet. And I was like, only for to win it. She's on TV and radio. And she's very popular.
Oh, you didn't believe in yourself then.
See, I just said to myself that, babe, these awards, before it starts getting into your head, let it just sit.
Just humble yourself.
That's how my sister actually attended the award for me, you see. And so she calls me to say, I got your award. I was like, okay, what award? They told you to collect a composition award. And she was like, why do you always talk like this? You won the award, Joe. And I was like, so now I'm winning award. God, please, I need money. Let me ask you for the specific thing I need.
Oh my god. So it was that was really, really huge.
Yeah.
And as a writer, you have amassed, you know, following as Solar Sister. How does it feel connecting to people virtually?
See, the Solar Sister brand is one that I know I have a lot of work to do on. Solar Sister brand was another accident. In fact, I dare say the only thing I don't have is scars. I keep getting bashed left, right, and center. So, like, the Solar Sister brand is, it was just a case of reaching out to people, encouraging people, trying to make life better. I didn't know I was doing something extraordinary. To me, it was just something I love. Like, I love seeing the next person smile. I may not have money to give you, but I believe that whatever I have for you
Words
can
and all.
Make you feel better. And so that was it. So right now, I've actually taken the Solar Sister since where I work, we had to do a lot of rebranding and all. So the calls had to end. So because of that, I had to take it up to YouTube. Now, I've got an affiliation with a website, mm-hmm. that's yougetmal.com.
Okay.
And so we upload the videos, like I do the soulless calls on a video and then we upload on the website as well as the YouTube page. And to my shock, it's been getting loads of views.
So many.
I never knew it was such a big deal to people. And I have a following, Soulatians. That's what
I read
called.
About that.
Oh my gosh. Like, I have so many fan pages.
Did you come up with that name or did you just... You just suddenly stumbled on that
did.
One.
It was a case of everybody saying, oh, I'm a fan of you, Lady O'Mary. I'm a fan. Ah, Soulless Sister, I'm a fan. And then he just goes, you know what? We need to find a name for the solution. In fact, shout out to you, Tony. He said, we need to find a name. And
for
I was like...
And he just stuck.
And then he just came up one day. I was like, I found the name, Solutions. And I googled it. Turned out to be one comic book. I said, see, this thing has a meaning somewhere. He said, don't worry. The Soulless Sister movement has begun.
Yeah.
And it did. And it's been awesome. Like, the moment I post stuff, like, you guys, I need you to do this for me. It's like viral.
That is wonderful.
They've got a WhatsApp group. I don't know anything about it. I just get told that, oh, I'm on your WhatsApp group. I'm like, okay, thank you. I don't know anything about it. There's a Facebook group. In fact, I think there are about two or three Facebook groups. There's a We Love Lady O'Mary. There's a Fans of Lady O'Mary. There's a Solutions group.
You're kidding.
Instagram as well. Twitter as well. It's humbling, I tell you. In fact, I just have to say a big shout out to all the Solutions. You guys are awesome. I feel so humbled.
That's
I can't
wonderful.
Believe this.
I mean, it's there's nothing like when you're doing something and it's really being appreciated and
yes.
recognized.
Yes.
By people you don't even know. Like you'd be surprised.
My birthday last year, I got a one-tier cake. Oh, you guys are awesome. And then I got this set of pots and I'm like, okay, you are trying to remind me that no matter where I go, I should remember I have to cook in the kitchen. No, Allah. I know the
I'll
other place.
Now, how do you combine writing, broadcasting and hosting events?
Now, writing is something I haven't gotten to do in a very long time. Many people think that I write the articles on yougetmal.com. I don't. I've got someone who actually does that. My partner does. He works really hard. So he does the writing while I am just the face. But I also used to have a blog. That's okay. ladyomary.wordpress.com.
Mm.
If you go there, you see some of my old articles where there's a favorite of mine. I'm very passionate about breastfeeding.
Ah.
I believe you have to breastfeed a child till the child is ready to stop. And if people think I'm crazy and I'm just blabbing, I'm still breastfeeding a 5-year-old. Deal with it. So the thing is this.
Oh my gosh.
Being passionate about breastfeeding means mm-hmm. that I just believe that children are not, you know, accessories. Mm. People, you know, you just take care of them to a particular age. Your children will decide, I don't want this anymore. But uh-huh. if a child wants it, give that child. So the child is like,
I don't want anymore.
Come, stop embarrassing me, mommy. Like, carry this thing out of my face or something. So for writing, I've not been able to do much of that. I hope very soon I can write because I know my articles were a hit. Now, for broadcasting, wow. Broadcasting is huge for me. I used to be on radio for a very long time, and I just added TV to it last year. I'm actually on the Wake Up Nigeria show. Though it's okay. not a regular thing. I alternate with a sweet lady, but she's on maternity leave right now. But she'll be back soon, so I can finally breathe. Please don't tell Andrew.
But it's all fun. It's
yes.
all fun.
Yes, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. The experience has been wonderful. Like, starting for me, broadcasting wasn't something I expected to bring fame. It was just something I could do to touch people's lives. So for me to like meet people sometimes, like I even meet some celebs, and when they meet me, they're like, Mary, hi. And then when I'm like, okay, so you can follow me on Twitter at Lady O'Mary. You're Lady O'Mary. I'm following you already. Don't you know me? And I'm like, I've met so many celebrities who tell me the first time I met Illbliss, that was about 2-3 years ago. He told me, Lady O'Mary, I follow you. You don't follow me. You don't follow anybody.
good with the voice there.
No, Illbliss is like, Mary, you don't follow me. Okay, let me know, have him after me.
Oh my gosh. All right, so I've got Mary Bashua Alimi in the studio. She's a distinguished broadcaster, writer, public speaker. She's the complete package, but there are some things you may not know about her.
Mary Bashua Alimi completed a secondary school education at the age of 13, If she hadn't gone into broadcasting, Mary Bashua Alimi would have become a performer, a singer precisely. Mary Bashua Alimi is passionate about women and children. Her favorite color is white. Mary Bashua Alimi's favorite Spanish football club is Barcelona FC. Her favorite English football club is Arsenal FC. Her favorite local football club is Rangers International FC.
All right. I was actually telling her off air that I hope your club is not one of those that they just beat recently.
See, you see that my favorite English club,
they used to slap us left, right, and center.
And I'm so used to it. Like, I feel like if I can support Arsenal so passionately, there's no how I can be tired of Nigeria. You don't get it. So Arsenal motivates me to support my country. And Nigeria motivates me to support Arsenal.
Are you one of those people that if you say, oh yeah, Arsenal is my favorite club, they're like, what do you know about football?
I'm used to it. You know when you say it and people go, what do you know about football? And I'm like, no, you
used to
be.
The only one I say is, I used to play the game.
I used to play the game.
That's it for me. Oh my gosh. All right, so now there's some things you should know about Wikipedia. Don't forget, this is Wiki Loves Women on Women Radio 91.7. Now let's talk about edit versus edit source. Wikipedia gives you two options for editing. There's the edit option, which opens visual editor and allows you to edit the text on the screen just as it appears on the page. Now, the edit source option lets you see the underlying wiki text code. Visual editor makes it easy to add text, cite sources, create links, and do basic formatting. But it's only available for articles. To talk to other Wikipedians, you'll have to use wiki text code. When you're looking at an article on Wikipedia, you'll see both the edit and the edit source options. If you see edit source as shown above, then go to the next slide. If you don't see edit source option, follow these steps to make sure you have the visual editor enabled. First of all, you have to make sure you're logged into your Wikipedia account. Then you click on preferences, and then you click on the editing tab. Make sure to uncheck the box temporarily disable the visual editor where it is in beta. On some wikis, you'll see a choice for editing mode. Choose the show me both editor tabs, and then you click save, and that's got you covered when you're trying to edit on Wikipedia. If you just tuned in, this is Wiki Loves Women. I've got Mary Bashua Alimi, a distinguished broadcaster, and this has been a beautiful show so far. We've been having conversations. It's been crazy. Now let me just go to you're passionate about women and children.
Yeah.
With all you do, some people may still call you bias. So how do you balance that? How do you create a balance free of bias?
It's very tricky. I'll admit that even my close friends that are guys are always like, you want to start trouble, just say something about women to Muriel. But it's not really like that. I realize that there are two sides of a coin. But I cannot help always pushing women's rights. I just can't help it because so many things that women are supposed to know about themselves, they don't.
Okay.
And so many women have become accepting of things they should not accept. I, for one, I've always had issues with things like it's a man's job, it's a woman's job. Because I don't know whether I should say unfortunately or fortunately, I didn't grow up with the average man or woman kind of relationship. Until I was in my teenage years, I used to think my parents were my uncle and aunt because of the way they grew up.
You're kidding.
They raised us, rather. Because my friends had a great relationship. So great that I thought to myself at some point, when some maid that was in our house used to say, your mom has done something to your dad. And I was confused, like, what are you talking about? Because I didn't grow up with the usual dad watches TV while mommy is slaving in the kitchen. I didn't grow up with that. My parents were partners. Like, when you say a partnership, till today, they are still partners. They share stuff. Like, if I'm at my parents', if you wake up at 2 a.m. To go take a pee, you would hear them still gisting.
Are you serious?
And they've been married for about 30 years now.
Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing.
So you see what I grew up
not
with.
Not the usual relationship.
I cannot identify with all this. A man is a woman. My mom respects my dad, and my dad respects my mom too.
That's how it should be.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
So when I'm defending women, it's not because I don't realize that they are terrible women out there as well, but I also am aware of the fact that there are so many good women that are being taken for granted.
Yes.
So I'm trying to, like, make you understand that when people do this, this is probably responsible for that. Even at the risk of being seen as foolish. There was a post I made recently about women not making their men their ultimate goal. There's a reason for that. The thing is, many people did not finish reading that tweet. They stopped at "don't make the man your ultimate goal," and I got a lot of bashing. I'm used to it.
I'm actually used to it.
If you're standing by something,
as long as you pass your message.
Exactly. If you know you're standing by something, be ready to get insulted for it. That's the mistake many of us make. The moment you say, "I'm in support of this, this is my cause," and you get insulted once,
not everyone will support you.
You just quickly run into your shell. You should not. You should stand for what you believe in.
Yeah.
There are so many things I've believed in strongly, and I've stood till the end. Even when I get slapped at the end. But it's all right. It's one of
those things. The way you draw those lines. It has been so much fun. I wish we had more time, but it's 8:05 right now. And I just want
it's
you to
It's 5 minutes to eight.
Yes, it is.
Oh my God. Now I understand what my guests feel like. Like, hey, are you sure it's time, or you're the one doing something
now for that person listening to you that wants to do all that you're doing right now, but thinking, how do I balance it? What would you want to say to them?
You know, the first thing, you need to start from somewhere. That's the thing. You need to start from somewhere. You need to prioritize. It's possible to balance it. You can balance family life. You can balance your job. It's important to have a great relationship with your family, because you're going to need them, whether or not they're within your, you know, area of wherever it is you live in and all. Just create a good relationship with your family. That's one. Two, work hard. Be dedicated. You get insulted. You get put down. There are people who will tell you you don't deserve what you're getting. You don't deserve it. But you keep working hard. So one day you tell yourself, I deserve it now. Yeah. And I deserved it then.
I've worked for it.
I've worked hard for it. I paid my dues. I've been in this industry for 8 years now. It's not something that started yesterday. See? So you need to be dedicated, one step at a time. Believe in yourself. Let anyone who tries to put you down put you down, but do not put yourself down. The moment you put yourself down, you're finished. That's it. And when it comes to your family comes first. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that when your children need you, you just abandon your job and all. Find a way to manage it. Find a way to balance it.
There's always a balance.
Find people who can help you. Okay, it's important. I keep telling people about this virtuous woman passage in the Bible, Proverbs 31. People talk about the virtuous woman so much, but many people forget the line that says, a virtuous woman, she directs her servants. So women need help. We keep forgetting that. We focus so much on, oh, she takes good care of her husband, she raises her children the right way. It's still in that same Proverbs 31 that she directs her servants, meaning she has people helping her. You're not an island. You cannot do everything alone
at all.
You need help. And that help, if your husband and yourself, you cannot afford to get help, then it should be both of you helping each other.
All right. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on Wiki Loves Women. We are WFM 91.7.
It's my pleasure. I've had so much fun.
Thank you. Now for your social media platforms, for everyone who wants to reach out to you.
Okay, my social media platform is very complicated. So I'll just start from the easy one. Lady O'Mary on Twitter, okay? Lady O'Mary, that's LadyOMary. Lady O'Mary, that's on Twitter. But Instagram and Facebook, you need to find at Lady O'Mary 1. Okay, so it's Lady O'Mary, but with a 1. That's figure 1. LadyOmary 1. So it's facebook.com/LadyOmary1 and Instagram at Lady O'Mary 1. Twitter is the only one that doesn't have 1 on it.
So Twitter is just Lady O'Mary.
Because I was like the first person to choose it. But after that, people started stealing it on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh my God, thank you so much again.
It's my name is Laura, and
we are WFM 91.7. Don't go anywhere, because more music and more tough